figured if my nephew could get up and sing about Dan and Louie last week, then I could certainly get my testimony today. So, yeah. Sam asked me to come up and give my testimony this morning, so I asked him a little earlier if I could come up last just to kind of leave you with a few things before you leave today. I was brought up in a home. I had a mother and father in the home, older sister and a younger sister. I used to use the word heathen, but I'm not going to use the word heathen today. In my family, we were of the world. We did not go to church. We did not want to go to church. We did not know God. We didn't care to know God. Was no interest to us, no value to us. And that's how I was raised. Everything in my house went. You could talk about anything, pretty much do anything, and that was okay. My mom and dad smoked about 5 or 6 packs of cigarettes a day. My dad was an alcoholic. But they were good parents. They were good parents of the world. I had good sisters, but they were good sisters of the world. And that's how I was raised. I did what I wanted, came and went as I wanted, and that's kind of how I lived my life, kind of fast, kind of loose. I wasn't a problem child. I was really good in school. I was pretty good sports, and I just kind of floated along and just did what I wanted to do and did the things of the world and loved it, enjoyed it a lot. And when I was 20 years old, I was asked by a good friend of mine to come to a wedding. He said, "Bill, I'm getting married." He goes, "I'd like you to come out and be here for the wedding." I lived in Colorado at the time, grew up in a big city, went to a high school that had 3,000 students. I was going to college at the time, and I said, "Sure, I'll come out to your wedding." And I went out there, and I met Melody. Woohoo! Melody and I dated 22 days and got married. Wow. 3 weeks is how long we dated. Melody was raised in a family that you went to church every day, twice on Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. So I am here to tell you, when you are raised in the world and you collide with somebody that was not raised in the world, it makes for a difficult marriage. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. She wanted to do what she wanted to do. And because Melody was raised in a church family, and I know a lot of you will know what I'm talking about, again, I didn't know the Lord, and I didn't care to know the Lord. Did not interest me whatsoever. Melody knew the Lord, but the problem was Melody was forced to know the Lord so much that she went down a different path. Because that's all she knew. That's kind of what she was pushed into. You have to. Melody had a lot of religion. So when Melody got out of the house and we got married, Melody was kind of off the path. I didn't know what the path was. So we struggled. And I used to say we had a horrible marriage, and I even temper that now. Melody and I had a marriage of the world. We did. That's just how we lived. She struggled, I struggled, she threw things, I threw things. We both fought, we both yelled, and that's kind of how it went. She filed for divorce, she left, came back 10 months later, we tried it again. A year or two after that, she left again, got back together, tried again, and then I decided that I was absolutely fed up with it. And I was reading, I went to John 6:44 this morning, and it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." And we lived in the world. And I began to realize, I didn't know God, and I don't know that I still wanted to know God, but I began to realize that things just stunk. My life was not fun. It was no longer enjoyable. I didn't like having a wife that was miserable. I didn't like having a son that I had a great son, but I wasn't a good dad. And Melody will probably tell you she wasn't a good mother because we didn't have a good relationship. So we began to go to church. I said, okay, can it get any worse than this? And I just felt that tug and that pull and that draw. And people say, you know, you have to pray for folks. I think I'm here today, I'm going ahead a little bit, I think I'm here today for probably due to one person more than anybody, and that's not even Melody, that's my mother-in-law, Olita. My mother-in-law prayed for me. A lot. I know she did. She prayed a lot for me. Even when I was way in the depths, I know she prayed for me, and she prayed for my wife, because she knew how much better it could be. And I began to realize it could. It had to be better than this. And I began to go to church. I said, okay, I'll try it. Melody rededicated her life, and I began to see a change in her. And I thought, okay, what's happening to her? I don't know that I really like this. It's not really, what does this mean? But I was lucky enough to sit in front of somebody, Pastor Todd Reniger. He didn't pound the pulpit, but he taught the word, and he spoke truth. And I just felt myself moving from the dark and moving into the light. I could see it slipping away. I could see things changing in my heart. And things just began to look different and feel different for me. I knew that I could no longer have a marriage that was no longer enjoyable. It just wasn't good. And I remember sitting in church one day, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden it was just a lightning bolt, and that was it. And the next thing I remember, I'm on my knees at the front, and people are just sobbing because they knew what I was like. They knew what I was like. And they were crying for me because it was at that time I decided, this is what I want. I need Jesus. Amen? And it was a long, difficult road. And I say to people, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. There are people out there that you love who don't know the Lord. Pray for them. The Lord doesn't say anywhere that if you pray, I'll answer it in a week or a month or a year. It may take years. Melody and my mother-in-law prayed for years for me until I was called. So pray for those people you know are lost because they need that. The Lord says, pray without ceasing. Always pray without ceasing. Never give up on what the Lord can do for you. Know that it can be better in the Lord. And the reason I asked Sam if I could come up here at the very end is for this reason. If you know me, if you know Melody and I, you know that we just really have a heart for married couples. And just for couples in general, we just don't like to see people hurting in their relationships because we know what it's like. We know what ugliness is in a marriage. So today, if you are struggling in your relationship with the Lord, if you need to rededicate your life, if you don't know the Lord and you want to take hold of that, and you need prayer and you want to come up front, if you're struggling in your marriage, if there's somebody you know that is struggling, come up here this morning. Let us pray for you and know that He's overcome and He can bring you there too as long as you trust Him and accept Him as your Lord.
Why don't you pray? Pray for us and pray for anyone that might need. Well, let's all stand. Jonathan will sing a song. That invitation is here for prayer. Melody, if you want to come on down, if you can. And I'll just have Bill pray for in the room if you need to know Jesus. How long have you been married?
Melody and I, again, knew each other 22 days. We will be married 30 years in September.
30 years.
30 years.
Saved for how many years?
I was saved on Melody's birthday, October 15th, 1995.
Really?
Yep, just happened to be Melody's birthday. And Melody 2 years before me.
2 years before that. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Amen. Pray for us, brother.
Okay. Lord God, we thank you for testimony this morning, Lord God. We, Lord, pray that if there's anyone here today, Lord God, that needs to rededicate, that needs to know you, Lord God, that needs to know your light, Lord, I pray that they ask you into their heart today, Lord God. If there are hurting relationships out there, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that there's healing, Lord God, that you speak to those hearts,
mm-hmm.
Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, just touch them, just prick them, Lord God. I pray that if there are men and women right now struggling in a relationship, praying for their loved one, I pray, Lord God, that they know that you are there with them.
Yes.
And that they can pray without ceasing, Lord God. Lord, I pray that through the struggles and through the difficulties, mm-hmm. they remain steadfast
yes.
in you.
Yes.
And Lord God, I pray this, if they do not know you and they are struggling, that they know there is something better
yes.
out there, Lord God, that they can come out of the dark into the light, that in you, Lord God, there is good, there is peace,
yes.
and there is eternal rest,
Amen.
Lord God. I pray for comfort, I pray for peace, Lord God, and I pray most of all for a knowledge and acceptance of you.
Yes.
And I pray all this in your name. Amen.